I've done a video like this on every page, and my pages keep going down, so I'm going to save this one. But back in 2020, when the China flu hit, the first thing I did was I started researching people. I didn't know where to start. I started with Trump. But I went down through all the people he's involved with, and Pompeo is a filmographer, so it kind of led me in one thing to the other. And Mnuchin, he's a film producer. I said to myself, that's weird. And I looked up, they're on IMDb. You cannot be on that page unless you've actually been in a movie or in a play or a screenwriter, anything with a cast. You can't be listed as an actor unless you have actually rolled in the credits. But if you're in the movies or in a film, you will be listed on that page, or a writer, anything that you've done with Hollywood, so to speak. Kayleigh McEnany's a producer and a writer. I don't know if you can see it down there, but General Flynn, yeah, he's an actor. The Clintons, they're both producers and actors. And the Bidens are both actress and actors. We even have Melania and Ivanka as actresses. Good old Chucky Schumer, he's an actor, and Piglosi, she's an actress. Even good old Mike is a producer. And Malia, she's a writer. She wrote for a TV series for years. And good old DeSanctimonious, he's even an actor. And Carrie Lake, she's a producer. You can look up almost anybody in government, and they'll be on this page. And they can't be on this page unless they've done something in a movie. So your reality that you think you're living in, you're watching a movie. I don't know how many times we have to tell you this. And you've got to separate what you think is real from this movie, because it's just going to continue to confuse you. Because look, so the controversial Tim Ballard, he's a producer. Why hasn't anybody mentioned that? Ever. I haven't heard it. And he's also an actor. I haven't heard that either. So my point, I guess, is for the people that, you know, we're digging down rabbit holes, we're getting all this information, and we're finding all these things that we are only finding what they want us to find. We can't, it's the Matrix. You know, there's not a government leak in this document. There's no leaks. It's there on purpose. So what's the end result? We don't know. Truth, I guess. But my question is how are we ever going to know what's true when they try to tell us the truth? Because I don't believe nobody no more.